Locusts by the millions are eating their way across a large part of Africa. It is said to be the worst outbreak some places have seen in 70 years. Some researchers say the large number of locusts is another effect of a changing climate. The result may be a food security crisis. The United Nations says locusts produce young quickly, and if the insects are not stopped, their current numbers could grow 500 times by June. The groups of desert locusts look like shining dark clouds on the skyline. They search the countryside for food in East African countries, including Somalia. Each insect is about as long as a person's finger. Large numbers or swarms of the noisy insects have destroyed hundreds of square kilometers of cropland. In some places, people even have trouble walking through the fields. A typical desert locust swarm can contain up to 150 million locusts per square kilometer, reports the Intergovernmental Authority on Development, or IGAD, and East African Group. It noted that swarms migrate with the wind and can cover 100 to 150 kilometers in a day. An average swarm can destroy as much food crops in a day as is sufficient to feed 2,500 people. People try to frighten the locusts away by shouting, waving pieces of clothing, or hitting large pieces of metal. In rural Kenya, men ran along a path, waving tree branches at the insects and laughing. These things here, they came to us from Ethiopia and are destroying everything along the way, including our farm, said Esther Danu in the Kenyan village of Gomeni. We want the government to move very quickly to bring the plane to spray them with the medicine that can kill them. Otherwise, they will destroy everything. I am seeing a catastrophe, local official Johnson Mutua Kanandu said. Officials reported in January that an extremely dangerous increase in locust swarm activity had been reported in Kenya, East Africa's economic center. One swarm measured 60 kilometers long by 40 kilometers wide in the country's northeast, the IGAD said. Roseanne Markesich is an emergency response leader with the UN's Food and Agriculture Organization. She noted that Kenya has not experienced a locust outbreak like this in 70 years. It's the worst that we've seen in Ethiopia and in Somalia in 25 years, she added. Both countries already worry about getting not enough rain or too much rain. They also face political problems. Markesich said there may be few experts to help fight the locusts. And in a country like South Sudan, already 47% of the population is food insecure. Last month, Uganda's prime minister said that this is an emergency and all agencies must be on the alert, the government-controlled New Vision newspaper reported. Abubakar Saleh Babakar is a climate scientist based in Nairobi. He said 2019 was one of the wettest years on record in East Africa. Heavy rains came from rapidly warming waters in the Indian Ocean off Africa's coast. The warm water caused an unusual number of strong tropical cyclones off Africa last year. Heavy rainfall and warmer temperatures also helped the locust swarms grow, he said. Countries are trying to prepare, but this took them by surprise, Babakar said. To help prevent and control insect outbreaks, officials examine satellite images and increase supplies of chemical pesticides. They release some of these pesticides from the air, hoping to kill locusts. In Ethiopia, officials have said they used 4 small airplanes to help fight the invasion. The UN announced recently it would pay $10 million for aerial spraying operations in the area. I'm Jill Robbins.